Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, a board game man, and this is your news for April 15th, 2024. So I'm sorry for being a bit late, about a week late. This was my birthday last weekend, and both my kids were in town from school, so it was a bit busy. But I'm back now for some really cool news and some Kickstarter, some digital, a little bit of everything here. So let's start with some Star Wars goodness. Asmodee is going to be releasing Star Wars Bounty Hunters. This will be out in May this year for about $25. It's got some very familiar gameplay with kind of the main mechanic being drafting a la Seven Wonders style. So you're going to have basically four cards in your hand or however many cards it is. I think it's four that you start off with. And you're going to basically be drafting a card and throwing it in front of you or buying it or getting rid of it for some money. And in that way, you're going to be trying to go out and you're getting kind of droids. You're going to get targets, hunters, contracts, and a Jawa market. So that's going to be all how you're going to be getting basically your targets to be getting your victory points and such. This one is for 2 to 6 players. I'm sure the sweet spot has got to be 3 or more because nobody wants to play a drafting game like this with just 2 players. But anyway, it looks like a pretty cool game and pretty easy to learn and easy to play. So with a really cool theme there. So definitely one I will be checking out. And sticking with the Star Wars, there's a bunch of new releases from Atomic Mask that will be coming up for the Shatterpoint. So first, we've got Atomic Mask will be releasing Clone Force 99 Squad Pack. That'll be out this month for about $60. That's basically your Bad Batch Squad Pack. I love Bad Batch. What a great show and really cool to have that pack into. I think it was only a matter of time before that pack got into this game too, into Shatterpoint. Next up, we've got Rebellion Dies Squad Pack. That one will be out in June for $50. That is going to be kind of from characters from, I believe it's from Battlefront or Battlefront 2. That is Iden Versio and Gideon Hask. They're going to be leading the Inferno Squad and Real Quiet-like Squad Pack, and that'll be out also in June for $50. This one has got Han Solo and Chewbacca with the Rebel Commandos. And then they'll also have the Never Tell Me the Odds Mission Pack, which is really cool. It's kind of how you add the different missions to the game for victory points and such. That'll be out in June. Those are cheaper. Those are only about $15 for the mission pack there. Next up, Mantic Games is releasing the Dungeon Saga Origins and some extras in the coming months. Now, I believe this is because that Kickstarter that they put out there just finished releasing or finished delivering, I should say, in the last few months. So you're going to have the Dungeon Saga Origins core pack or the core game, which you can pre-order on their site. And I'll have a link to the pre-order site. $75 for that core game. They're going to have Glimmer of Greed expansion for $50. And they also have this dice game, which is kind of a push-your-luck dice game. That'll be $20. Or if you just want kind of everything for Dungeon Saga Origins, they'll have the Legendary Edition, which is basically the big box that you can get in a Kickstarter. That'll be $150, which will have all sorts of stuff in there. Next up, CGE has got a couple of game announcements this week. First up, they're going to release Little Alchemists. That'll be out later this year. I think it'll be right around Gen Con. And this is a redesign of Alchemists, which was a bigger game from a few years ago. This one is more designed, Little Alchemist designed for families and novice players. It'll also have, as usual, kind of like I think Alchemist had this too, the companion app that's going to be using the game for the game. This is a game that's all about experimenting with ingredients and trying to figure out what works and how you're making up your potions. And now from the publisher, with each potion you make, you'll begin to discover the secrets that lie at the heart of alchemy. Players will have to use clever deductions to figure out arcane properties of each ingredient that they can use their knowledge for their advantage throughout the game. And over the course of the 7 chapters that are going to unlock over multiple playthroughs, which is something I always like, kind of campaign-y feel, you're going to learn and master many new facets of the alchemy trade, preparing new for what's to come. Each chapter is designed as a replayable experience that expands on a previous chapter. Just kind of gets you, kind of teaching you the game and teaching you the mechanics and then kind of expanding on that. So very, very cool there. I really dig Alchemist, a little heavier. So maybe this one will kind of, would say kind of distill it down to a little bit easier to play and get easier to get it to the table a little bit more in this way. And CG is also releasing SETI, which is Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Easier for me to say. That'll be out later this year. I think it's going to be out at Essen. That'll be about $70. I think Little Alchemist, I missed that one. I think that one is looking like it's a $40 game, but I'm not entirely sure about that one. But anyway, so SETI is kind of more of a medium to heavier weight Euro about space exploration that has some cool kind of table presence with it and kind of the way the board has multiple kind of layers and such. And what they say about this particular one You're going to explore nearby planets and moons by launching probes from Earth while taking advantage of ever-shifting planetary positions, which is kind of that the way the board is going to have multi-layers. Really cool. Land you're on the surface to collect valuable samples or stay in orbit for a broader survey. And on Earth, you're going to be kind of investing in upgrading your equipment and analyzing income data. There's going to be a whole lot of cards in there to get the different types of research and discoveries. So this one really up my alley for 1 to 4 players, because you know that I love solo stuff. This one will be probably about 2 to 3 hours from play. And this is from Tomas Holek. Really looks pretty cool. Again, one I'm looking forward to later this year in SM. And finally, in regular board game news, Matago will be releasing Evenfall. So Evenfall was a huge hit of last year. I'm pretty sure it was an Essen hit, but it was really got a lot of buzz. But it'll be coming over here on this side of the pond sometime late in spring. I think probably in time for Origins or June-ish. That'll be about $60. Again, it's been on my anticipated list since Essen last year. This is a medium weight tableau builder or engine builder, where basically what you're doing, what those things mean, in case you're not sure about some of the nomenclature there. You're basically putting cards in front of you and then chaining actions together and such. Looks really good. They say it's a card-driven engine building game with both novel and familiar mechanisms, which is basically saying, this is stuff you've already done together, done in other games, but hopefully a little bit, brings you a little bit different theme to it and expand on that. For 1 to 4 players, you're going to manage your resources, execute your actions in an efficient order, and that's basically all about tableau building. You want to be as efficient with kind of that, especially with, making your engine as efficient as you can. And you're going to discover card and action synergies that generate victory points. The game ends after 3 rounds, and then player with the most points wins. 1 to 4 players here, plays in about 1 to 2 hour, and it's got about a medium to heavier weight play to it. Designer Stefano Di Silvio. Again, this one has a lot of buzz, and I'm really looking forward to it, to see how it ends up on the table there. Let's end it to some digital news. Steam recently had, last week or earlier this month, they had that deck building sale, kind of the deck building and roguelike sale. And I added a whole bunch of new deck builder roguelikes to my wish list, and I saw some that I really need to check out. One that I really like that's on demo still, you should check out, is Northwind. I really dug this one, and for all you kind of Slay to Spire people, you might dig it as well. It's really early in kind of the development, but it really played very, very well, and there's some good quality there. And speaking of Slay to Spire, I have a couple of quick hits here. First, I got it, Slay to Spire, the board game, which I backed on Kickstarter. It came in, and I've been playing the hell out of it solo. It does have multiplayer rules that if you just like multiplayer, not solo. I've seen people say that it plays very, very well in multiplayer, but you know me, I'm all about solo gaming, so I've played through the 3 acts with the first 2 main characters, basically the Ironclad and the Silent, and it was a ton of fun. I really love it. It played really, really well. I'm going to be playing the Defect and the Watcher next, just to get all of them played. And what's cool is they've got kind of unlocks that as you're playing it and defeating the bosses, you're unlocking other things. So it's kind of just like the video game, where you're unlocking more content to the game. And then there's all the different Ascension stuff to it as well. But it's real fun. It translates itself very well into tabletop, that I think people will really dig kind of the way that it translates into there. So that brings me to my next bit of news that was teased this week. Slay to Spire 2 was announced for the early release next year. The only bad thing is that it's freaking April, and who wants to wait till next year to see Slay to Spire 2? But luckily, we've got a ton of roguelike deck builders that are already out to keep us busy, and more are coming out every day, it seems like. So just tell me what your favorite ones. I'd love to hear what other people's are, because there are so many of them that they kind of sneak under the radar. I've got a bunch of my wish list that aren't out yet, but others that I haven't played. But what are your favorite ones? Just let me know in the comments here or on Major Spoilers Discord as well. Let's head on over to finish up with some Kickstarter. The first thing I want to talk about is Aquatrove. This is by Button Shy Games. This is Button Shy Wallet game. It's a new standalone game for basically the solo puzzle series. You're going underwater with Aquarove, or learn the basics with Rove Jr. They're each $12 or $20. Everything Button Shy puts out, Jason Tegmeyer does an amazing job with Button Shy, and just basically your 18 card games. They're just amazing how many they've put out with these. So this is another great one. It's only got a few days to go for this week, and it is well funded. Next up, this one is The Eternaut, the board game, a 1 to 5 player survival board game set amidst an alien invasion in the hearts of Buenos Aires. It's got about 2.5 weeks to go. It is well funded. And I think this is based on a graphic novel. I don't know anything about it, but the game looks great. I really kind of love this kind of survival co-op survival, one to five players. I really love it because you're unlocking different things. Who doesn't love opening boxes that kind of contain more stuff, like in a legacy kind of campaign-y type play to play? This one is about $74 for the core pledge, or you can get the narrative pledge for about $106, and to get in the miniatures pledge for $127. So, and the all-in, for those of you that must go all in like me, $170 to get all in. But it seems like a game where you may just want to be fine with just the core pledge there, just to get in on and play this game. Next up, another huge sprawling game that I don't think I've ever played. But this is called Dragon Bond, Lords of Vala. You get all the expansions and a new game. This is kind of a war gamey. This is kind of a narrative war game where you can play as a dragon hero or a dragon bonded team. And they've got all sorts of extras for this and to get in on the base game as well. It's not quite funded yet, but it just started. So it's got about 2.5 weeks to go. This one will get there, I'm sure. If this is kind of up your alley, if you kind of like different types of war games, boy, you can get in on just everything. And if you have this one already, you can get just the expansions, you can get just the new expansions, you can get the base game plus the epic stuff and plus all the expansions. There's all sorts of ways to get in on this one. Again, this one should be funded pretty soon, probably about as soon as you listening to this, it'll probably be funded. But go to let me know on the Discord if you've played this one and what you think of it. I know we've got a lot of people that love painting miniatures, and this is a miniature kind of leaden game, so it looks really cool. So let me know what you think of this one. Sticking with kind of dragons and stuff, Tiny Epic Game of Thrones, 1 to 5 players. In about an hour, you can compete for the Iron Throne. This is from Gamelan Games, of course, or you can actually be cooperative against the Night King. This is pretty cool. I mean, everything Tiny Epic is amazing, what they can fit into those boxes. So you have Tiny Epic Game of Thrones and Tiny Epic Game of Thrones Ice and Fire. You can get in this one for $40 for the deluxe or deluxe and cooperative expansion for $45, and all in for $50. Again, they do a really good job. Gamelan does a really good job with all these Tiny Epic. Just amazing this game series, how it keeps, they keep finding, Scott Alms finds a new way of, you know, a good way to kind of expand on the already great series with every one of these kind of, every one of these different games, that different iterations of the Tiny Epic series that comes out. Next up, Horror on the Orient Express, the board game. This one is over $1 million. It's only going to be, you got to get in pretty quick on this one, from about $98 from the Call of Cthulhu series, Horror on the Orient Express, the board game. It is huge, sprawling, Call of Cthulhu, just like you would expect. I won't take too much time on this one, but there's a lot of crap in this box. And if this is up your alley, which is kind of up my alley, because anytime you can just throw a bunch of stuff on a table like this and play in a very narrative game experience, it's up my alley. So Chaosium put this one out. You can get in on it for, again, $98, or go up from there where you got a VIP and the all-in for $175. Just a whole bunch of stuff that you can get in on there. And finally, get a little bit smaller now. Finally, a little smaller experience. This has got 3.5 weeks to go. It's when just started. Well funded. This is called Bloom Chasers. This is a pretty cool. It calls it a delightful 3D tree game of flowers and wits. 30-minute light strategy game for adults. Well, I don't know why they put that in there. 30 strategy. Maybe they say for adults because it has little bits and they don't want, you got to worry about kids eating the stuff, but it's not a quote unquote adult game. But anyway, it's a 30-minute light strategy game where you're growing your flowers and outwitting opponents on a stunning 3D tree, either as a team or competitively. What I like about this one is it's got some cool, I always love the table presence. So cool table presence where you've got a tree, and as you're playing cards and putting different buds out, then you're adding stuff to the tree, and then you're going to be planting flowers, which are going to, well, flower onto the tree as you kind of, the game goes on, and you'll be scoring points from there. This one is by Evan Katz. It's a pretty cool price point there for you as well, for $30 to get in on it, or you can get $45 for the base game and full expansion. And you can also get in for two base games and expansion and save you a little bit there. Check this one out, because games like this don't come along very often where they have some pretty cool table presence, and it looks like a pretty easy one to teach and play. I really think this one's a pretty cool one. So that is Bloom Chasers. I also wanted really quick to go to GameFound. So CMON announced the upcoming DC Heroes United, which, of course, everybody knows Marvel United and all the crap that goes with that. There's so much stuff they have for Marvel United, and now they're giving it the DC Heroes treatment because I'm a big DC fanboy. This one will be coming to GameFound in July. I couldn't resist, so I'm going to put the preview page in the show notes as well, and I'll probably be back in this one once it comes out on GameFound as well. And I also wanted to mention the Castles of Burgundy Special Edition reprint is coming soon, so it should be live as you're hearing this. Boy, oh boy, was that a special edition amazing on a table. I didn't get it myself, so I may have to get in on this one. The Core Pledge is only about $100, and you've got special edition. You've got all sorts of great stuff in there, because just the way that it's kind of a deluxified edition with the way you have the boards, they've got some kind of extra little added bits to it as well. Kind of the, I think there's some even some expansion kind of stuff to play with it, new ways of playing and such like that. But man, the just the deluxified, amazing way that they did this game. I did see it on the table. I didn't get to play it, but when I was up in Detroit at Motor City Game Con, a little game con that we do every year, I saw them playing it. Oh my God, does it look great. So they also have different ads on where you can get the 3D terrain pack, acrylic hex tiles. Oh my God, they were awesome looking. A big playmat, or just the tokens, the acrylic tokens, if you just want to upgrade that. So if you missed any of this the previous time, maybe you didn't get in on kind of the extras, and you want to get the extras now, that'll be really cool to get in if you want. But anyway, that looks amazing, and one of my favorite Feld games, Castles of Burgundy, such an amazing game. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out TheMajorSpoilers.com for great content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out the Geek All Stars podcast. That's my show where we kind of go board games, card games, TV, movies, just a show about nothing. We'll be recording a new one this week as well. As always, I am Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in a couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2024 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.